I'm WWM Eric Von Fellow Maria Peralta Arellano. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has officially requested a presidential disaster declaration from President Donald Trump following the devastating floods earlier this month in southeast Wisconsin. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, was in Wisconsin last week to assess flood damage. Evers says its review found more than $33 million in damage. A presidential disaster declaration would open the doors for federal assistance to help pay for repairs to homes, businesses, and public infrastructure. Evers requested individual assistance for FEMA for people in Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties. He also requested help from FEMA's public assistance program for Grant, Milwaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Door counties. Kim Keblish is a FEMA public affairs specialist who spoke to reporters in Milwaukee County last week.
That request will be funneled through FEMA's office and will ultimately end up on the president's desk. And the president will make a determination on if a major disaster exists here. And if the president makes that determination, FEMA will be able to provide assistance, and that will open up other federal resources as well.
Evers says FEMA's initial review did not count every property in the state affected by the flooding, but between Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties, over 1,500 residential properties were damaged. According to the governor, in September, FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management will conduct an additional assessment of the damage to public infrastructure. That damage is estimated to total more than $43 million. If President Trump does issue a disaster declaration, Milwaukee County officials say they will provide information on how people affected by the flooding can apply for financial help from FEMA. According to reporting from NPR, Trump has proposed eliminating FEMA, saying the federal government shouldn't play a major role in responding to natural disasters. I'm Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WWM, Milwaukee's NPR.